This is Here and Now. And let's check today's headlines in Germany. Here are some. Serious, scandalous, a slap in the face. They are referring to a story in the news magazine Der Spiegel that revealed the U.S. National Security Agency may have been monitoring the cell phone of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the latest shoe to drop from documents released by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. And there are fears it could derail U.S.-German trade talks. The BBC's Steve Evans is with us from Berlin. Steve, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're reading that Chancellor Merkel made an angry call to President Obama as soon as this came out yesterday. She was seeking assurance that her cell phone was not being tapped. Did she get that assurance?
She didn't get that assurance. If she'd got that assurance, the thing would have gone away. We wouldn't have had that tough statement. And that statement from her spokesman, in effect from her, talked about a breach of trust. So she was clearly very angry about that. She didn't get the assurances she wanted. On top of that, the White House spokesman put out a statement, or said, actually, that, quote, her cell phone isn't being monitored and will not be monitored. In other words, present tense, future tense. He omitted the past tense.
Yeah.
And everybody here in Germany's picked up on that.
Well, what are the allegations exactly? What do we know about what happened?
We don't know exactly what happened, but what we do know, what the allegation is that her cell phone, and she's a person who uses her cell phone all the time. If you look at her, she's always texting somebody. It's the way she communicates with people. The allegation is that the NSA, the American authorities, got access to that phone, full stop.
And we should say that she also, this may be more personal for her because of her own background growing up in East Germany.
That's right. She grew up in communist East Germany, where tapping of phones and bugging of rooms was massive and routine, and it bred a certain kind of suspicion in people. You know, in lots of countries, in Britain and maybe in the US, this kind of issue is, how can I put it, a chattering class issue. It's of great concern to the political class, if you like, but perhaps not to, quote, ordinary people. In Germany, because of that background, it's a real issue. It plays politically and people feel strongly about it. Ordinary people, and certainly the chancellor, who was on the wrong side of that communist regime.
But Merkel did know that some kind of eavesdropping was going on. She even stood with President Obama at a news conference when he visited, and in some ways said it was okay that this kind of eavesdropping was going on, although she didn't know it was on her, perhaps.
Well, that's right. And she was criticized here at the time. The Snowden revelations were coming out at the time. And there were stories in the papers saying that German citizens were being spied on by the NSA. And she talked to President Obama, and President Obama apparently reassured her that this was not widespread and it was terrorism related, but there was certainly not the wholesale snooping, monitoring of the communications of citizens in Germany. Well, so you can imagine now citizen number one finds or has reason to believe that she's been spied on. So having been criticized for being too generous 3 months ago, she now kind of gets doubly criticized for seeming not to get it right before.
Perhaps being naive, although, you know, we've heard as these revelations have come out that governments spy on each other all the time. They listen to each other all the time, even when they're allies.
They do. I mean, the defense is spies spy. That's what they do. But I suppose you don't quite expect a friendly government, the government of an ally, the government which wants you to put your troops alongside their troops in various points of danger in the Middle East, for example, to be so direct about it. Mind, having said that, I suppose she might have a pretty tough conversation with the head of her own security services and saying, what's going on? You couldn't even protect my mobile phone.
What might the impact be on some of the issues that Germany and the US are working together on?
There's no doubt that trust has been dented. And there's no doubt as well that that'll take some getting back. I was talking to one of the MPs in the parliament, in the Bundestag, a conservative. This is not the usual suspects for dissent, if you like. Absolutely a pillar of the governing party. And he was saying that what they need to know is that it didn't happen. In other words, that past tense, that it didn't happen in the past. If it did, he said, well, then those trade talks are in a lot of difficulty. His argument is, how can you trust somebody? How can you negotiate with somebody when you don't quite know what they're listening into? So that's a kind of a very direct way. You know, I'm sure the talks will go ahead, but they'll be a bit more difficult. But you think of all these military operations, joint transatlantic military operations, which we've had, I don't know, over the last decade, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, not Syria, but an American president tries to form what's called the coalition of the willing, of like-minded people. Well, I can imagine a lot more resistance to that in future, if not from the government here, well, then from ordinary people who you can imagine them saying, hold on a minute, he wants German troops shoulder to shoulder with US troops, but he spies on our leader. We don't want to do that. In other words, that friction in the relationship creates difficulties in lots and lots of ways.
Is President Obama still popular in Germany? Because I know he has traditionally been pretty popular there.
I mean, you know, this is no polls have been done, but I would imagine that the popularity must have taken a knock. The other argument that's being put here is that the Americans have said all along that these secrets, which are being divulged by Edward Snowden, it undermines the war on terror. Well, what Germans are saying now is Chancellor Merkel is not about terror. You don't bug her phone because of terror. You Right. might bug her phone because of trade, but that's a different matter. So what I detect, certainly in Europe, is a mood change in attitudes towards Mr. Snowden in Moscow. If he was ever perceived as a traitor, that mood is definitely shifting now, and he's starting to be perceived as the guy who blew the whistle on things that had to have the whistle blown on him.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Steve, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.